We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbi Oishia. So Rabbi Oishia says like this: Shemati. So Rabbi Oishia happens to be there's two versions of what he holds. Legabe being poida tahirim. One version was einiftin, and one version was that tahirim aniftin. Omar Rabbi Oishia. Shemati. Pigol b'michla Rabbi Shimon einim matamet tumas eichlim. That pigul by mincha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not matamat tumas eichlim. So we have here a long arichas over here that explains that it could be something that's aser bahana, even though it's a food, won't be mekabel tumas eichlim. That means, you know, an apple is matamat tumas eichlim, becomes tummy because it's eichlim. Even though it's not a kli, it's eichlim, becomes tummy. But if the apple is not edible, so then Rabbi Shimon's sheet is that if it's not edible and you can't even give it to a guy to eat, so then, it won't have tumah tumas eichel. Even though it's eichel, it's a delicious apple. But if it's also bahana, so then it won't lose its shame eichel. We'll see that in Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, he says, by a mincha, that's pigel also, won't be tumah tumas eichel because it's not edible. So let's see. That's just an overview before we get into it, just to start the eilam off. That's not. Learn to the Mishnah, or the Tanya, the rice maybe. Ha'arla v'klaya karam. Arla is something the first 3 years of a tree, it's also bahana, v'klaya karam, it's klayim, that's also also. That means you grow something in a vineyard, let's say wheat, it's also bahana, v'shar nisko, that's a shar after gemar din, that has to get skila. Of course, after get skila, it's an avela. Of course, it's not makabal tumas eichlim, because it's tumas novela. But before you stoned it, it's also bahana, v'egla rufa, that's once you bring it down to the nachal, before you chop off its head, the egla rufa was brought for you found someone that's dead, you don't know who killed him. Vitzipari mitzayra, those are the birds brought after the mitzayra. That there, you shechted it, even if you made a good shechita, but it's also bahana. Upeta chamar, that you shechted. You shechted this chamar for a guy to eat, because Yisrael can't eat a chamar, but still, it's also bahana, it doesn't have shame eichel, even though it's a good steak they would sell in Walmart, but still, it's not, it's also bahana, so it's not mekabel tumas eichel. And basa b'chalav, a cheeseburger also is not matama tumas eichel, which is a delicious cheeseburger. Kulam, so now I'm telling you, Rav Shimon's sheet already. But kulam matama tumas eichel. The Tanakhama says they're all delicious cheeseburgers, and shahanisko is a great steak. They're all matama tumas eichel. How about it? Rav Shimon, I mean, no, kulam ain't matama tumas eichel. They're all not matama tumas eichel. Because we'll see why. Because asa b'ana, but why? So we'll see. Umaydi Rav Shimon, but basa v'chalav, even though it's asa b'ana, still shematama tumas eichel. Why? Since at one point, even when it was basa v'chalav, it was still not asa b'hana yet, it was still mutter to eat. What's the case? Rashi says, if you've soaked the whole day basa v'chalav, it's not asa until you cook it, actually. It's not asa really with rice until you cook it. And therefore, I had the shasa kosher, so it's still called shem eichel. So basa v'chalav, since it once had a shasa kosher, it's always considered tumas eichel. That's the shita of Rav Shimon and the shita of Tanakhama. Now we're going to concentrate on Rav Shimon, obviously. But I'm Rav Asi and Rav Yechon. In my time with Rav Shimon, what's the Rav Shimon who says that because it's also bahana, that I lose the shame Eichel, mine says it's Eichel, it's food. Well, why should it become a Kabotoma? So the Gemara, the reason is like this. Mekola Eichel, Ashi Eichel, we darshan from the Pasuk. This is the Pasuk talking about Tumah. The Pasuk says, Mekola Eichel, we had in Parash Shmini. Mekola Eichel, Ashi Eichel, Ashi Yov, Elev, Mayim, Yitma, Mekola Mashke, Ashi Yishos, Mekola Kli, Yitma. That's the Parash of Tumas Eichel in the Torah in Parash Shmini. So it says over there that we dash like this. Oichel shatu yochel achila acherim koreichel. We dash nashi yochel that you feed other people. Something you could feed to goyim, at least to goyim, to someone koreichel. Oichel shiat, or even to an animal also. Oichel shiat yochel achila acherim ain't a koreichel. It's not called oichel. So now adka. So that's the pshat of Rabbi Shimon, and he has his drasha. Break the Gemara. So now that fact, and Zok the Gemara, this is what I'm saying. Rav Oishi is saying, "Va pigel b'mincha." Someone who made a mincha of a pigel, also to eat now, also bahana pigel mincha nami oichel shiat yochel chayim. Can't give it to anyone else, and therefore it's not metame tumas eichel. That was Rav Oishi's chiddush. Fact the Gemara kasha, Stamazan. If the point is to meichel achayim, if you could be meichel to goyim, it's considered a oichel. So then, Basav v'chalav, why have to come with the shasa kosher according to Rabbi Shimon? Yochi, Basav v'chalav, nami, typically, do yichel shat yochel achil achem. Why don't you say, Basav v'chalav, I could give to a guy, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to give it to a guy. The time, Rabbi Shimon, you don't remember Rabbi Shimon, Basav v'chalav, also ba'achilam mutabana. We know that we hold, like the three times says in the Torah, Loi Sevashel, Gediba Chalevi Moi, one is for Issa Achila, one's for Issa Bishel, one's for Issa Hana. But Rav Shimon argues on that. Rav Shimon says that Pasuk Chalas Mutu Hana, how do we know? Shadam says in the Pasuk, Ki Am Kadosh Atol Hashem Elokecha, Loi Sevashel, Gediba Chalevi Moi. We darshan, the same Pasuk, it mentions the din of Trefa and the din of Loi Sevashel, Gediba Chalevi Moi, Anche Kadosh Tiyun Li. It says in the pasuk, in near the pasuk of Vasa v'chalav, it says the din of treifa. Mala halon os b'chilim otva no, afkan os b'chilim otva no. We know by there you give it to the dog, you give, like give it to a kelab. It's muta b'hano, like it says a kelab tashlichu ma'isai, and that's hano because mazana is halav. Rashi learns, or maybe stam mazana. So you see that since these psukim are near each other. So therefore, we know that from there that the din is the pasuk. It's one pasuk talks about treifa. When it says there, ki am kadosh, I'm talking about treifa there, and it's right next to pasuk on basav chalav, just like treifa. We know from different pasuk lekev tashlich noisa. It's muta ba'ano. Therefore, basav chalav is muta ba'ano. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Rav Shimon says basav chalav with kabel tumas oichlim. Why? Because it had a shas of kosher. Afraid of the we have to come on to that. Stamzer, Rav Shimon himself holds, it's muta ba'ana. So, to Gemara, you're right. Chod avoid koma. Chod a, basa v'chalav is mekabal tuva seichlin, da oichel shato yachol achil achemu. Okay, feed it to other people. It's muta ba'ana. Va'oid, l'didei nami, even the Yisrael himself, hois lo shas of kosher. Has a shas of kosher. So, ad kan, this long brisa with discussion, to bring out one point, that Rav Oishia told us, that pigal b'mincha, the halach is pigal b'mincha is not metamat tumas eichlim. Why? Because also ba'ano, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Yishu says, shemati pigal b'mincha. Rav Shimon ain't a metamat tumas eichlim. Shimon holds that something that's also ba'ano does not mekabel tumas eichlim. Tanakam argues that. Tanakam says I don't care if it's also ba'ano. The Ma'aseh it's a good eichel. But Rav Shimon says something is also ba'ano not metamat tumas eichlim. So pigal b'mincha has the same halach. Talk to Gemara. Ma'aseh kasha on Rav Yishu. Maisvei, Rav Shimon Omer, yes, noisa shu matamat tumas eichlim, but yes, noisa shu matamat tumas eichlim. Sometimes noisa is matamat tumas eichlim, sometimes noisa is not matamat tumas eichlim. What's ketzad? What's the example? Noisa means a carbon that was left over, left overnight. So ketzad, lon lefnei zrika, if the meat got left over before zrika, ain't matamat tumas eichlim. Why not? Because it never was royal la'achila. When it was alive, it wasn't royal la'achila. When you made it a carbon, it was not royal achila. You shechted it, and then it was royal achila. It was zrika, and for zrika it became puzzle. So it did not have a shas akasha. Ketzah long lefnei zrika. If it was long lefnei zrika, ina matam tumas eichlim. Achas zrika matam tumas eichlim. After zrika, it was ready, became mutter to the kahanim matam tumas eichlim. This is the all part of Shimon's brisa. Yes, no, sir. The matam, yes, sir. The matam. Upigol ben mikatzu kachim, ben mikatzu kalam. Ina matam tumas eichlim. Pigal cyber culture and by behemoth, it's not matam tumas eichlim because pigal has to happen before zrika or before zok the price of aita pigal by mincha matam tumas eichlim. Pigal by mincha is matam tumas eichlim. So first a brisa, not like Rav Yishai. Rav Yishai said pigal mincha is not matam tumas eichlim, and here it says pigal mincha is matam tumas eichlim. So it's a good kasha, I'm saying, but either way, it's a stira to Rav Yishai. Rav Yishai is right. That's what he's saying. He's right. So the more says you're a terrorist. So the more like kasha. Kansha hoist l'shatza kasha. Kansha hoist l'shatza kasha. The difference is like this, that this Bryce is talking about a case where it had a shatza kasha. Hechi domi. Now, how does it have a shatza kasha? It has a shatza kasha. The reason why we thought it didn't have a shatza kasha is because we always thought shas kosher has to be b'shas when it's a mincha. Why is shas when it's a mincha never had shas kosher? At basal v'chalav, even after it was basal v'chalav, we soaked all day at shas kosher. So here we thought there's no such thing as shas kosher. So it's a shver. What's going on here? The Gemara answers no. The chiluk shas kosher. Now we have to explain what's the case of shas kosher over here. Hechi dami, what's the case that it had shas kosher didn't have shas kosher? So the Gemara's an answer that the Gemara answers. But this is all I'm speaking out Tosfos to you really. The answer to the Gemara is that at one point there was flour and it wasn't a mincha, that's called shas kosher already. That's not shas kosher while it's a mincha. It's enough that when it was flour, it was mutatit. I could have made it into sourdough challah when it was flour before it turned into a mincha. That's shas kosher. Okay, so what's the case? Loyal shas kasha. Say echidam is loyal shas kasha. So tomorrow, Dr. Shinu be mechuber. I was makdish it when it was mechuber to karka. So never had a point that it was oichel, because when it was, I was makdish it when it was mechuber, and therefore the it's not royal achila already from when it was mechuber. Frank tomorrow, what's the big deal? After I cut it, I still could have eaten it by being pardoned. V'lifrakinu, be pardoned. It's only Kedushas Dama now, right? It's not in the Keli yet. So if it sounds familiar, it's Kishmak. It's really B'chakas, Shmuel and Alaman the Amrim. So look at this. What's the case of the Kedusha? The Kedushinu v'mechubur. And then you're stuck. Frank tomorrow, why is it stuck? V'lifrakinu. And it's stuck because it has a Kedusha. Hanich lachlash Dama rabbi Yishiyam t'meim niftim t'arine niftim sh'apri. Because you can't be pardoned. Elachlish Dom Afilu that Rabbi Hoshi holds a filled term niftim with Tula Shinus there, he holds like Shmuel. They even filled term niftim, Lifikinu. So tomorrow has to be a light park. And I said, right now, it's still a light park, and therefore, we're not in the matzah, it's not Royal Achila, it's not called Royal Achila. Never had a point that Shasta Kosh Royal Achila, because in my said, you weren't part of it. You could have been part of it, potentially part of it. That's not enough to make it into Eichel. For anything, tomorrow it's not true. I'm going to show you, potential is enough. Potential is enough to be called the Shas HaKosher. Again, we have to handle now why every mincha is not called Shas HaKosher. Every mincha is called Shas HaKosher. When it was flour, I could eat it. Terry says, you will makash it when it's mechubur. But when I say, I can't pardon it. So he said, no, I didn't pardon it yet. Freight the Gemara, that I could potentially be pardoned is called Eichel already. I'll bring you a raya. Since we find Rav Shimon holds, if you, it's anything that could be pardoned, it's kapadu dami, and it's called aichel. Here it should be like that. Where do we see that? Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, para, a para aduma, after you shecht it, metamatum as aichlim. It's considered food. Hoyel vaichel shasa kosha. Since that has shasa kosha. Well, Rav Shlokish, Omer Rav Shimon, para, where's the shasa kosher? When it was a para, obviously you can't eat it. It's even menachai. After you shecht it, it's a para aduma. Where was your shasa kosher? Bom Rav Shlokish, oim ha'hoi Rav Shimon, para niftas agav marachta. You can paida a para agav marachta. You find a better one. So therefore, it's considered already tumas, potentially able to be tamed tumas eichlin because it could be paided and kol ha'im liftas kavod on me. So he also says the same thing. It's not a raya. Why? Hachi ashta. It's oimden liftos. Why? If you find another paraduma that's nicer in it, even after you shecht it, mitzvah liftosa. It's a mitzvah to do it. Lehani menachos mitzvah liftosam. It's a mitzvah to be paid it. And like the Rabbeinu Gershom speaks out, dami karoli osi elamim mufchar. You always bring mincha from the best. It's not going to be I can find better. So no mitzvah liftosam. Therefore, you can't use that heter of oimden liftos. Right? The Gemara. Now it's a kasha, really, that after we just established, there were seven holes, Oimer Liftos Kepadadami, helps for the, make something a Eichel, so then we have a new kasha now. V'alon Lufnei Zrika, we said that by Neusar, that was Lon Lufnei Zrika, the loch is that that's not called the Eichel. L'chari, why not? At the point when it was right for Zrika, the mitzvah l'mizrika, it's mitzvah to Zrika, v'boi Zarek, and you could have been Zarek, v'ktani de'em etam 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 etam. L'chari, why don't you say, kalam l'mizrika k'zarek dami? There, it's a mitzvah to do it. Zakhtarach ma'eskinon, when it says, long l'fnei Zrika means, shalai ha'isa sha'is b'yem l'mizrika. You had no chance to do the Zrika. You couldn't do Zrika. But, v'rek demarav, ha'isa sha'is b'yem, ma'em etam etam etam. If there's enough time by day, just the potential Duzrika would allow it to be Tamat to Mazaychlin. Adatani, then what's shot in this price? Adatani, Lon Lach Azrika, Matamat to Mazaychlin, Liflik with the day, even before Zrika, it's possible, Medvarm, where was Hoyas Shoyas Vyayim. Aval Hoyas Shoyas Vyayim, if you have no time to Duzrika, you say, oh, call him Lizzy Kazark Dami, Matamat to Mazaychlin. Yeah, Hakinami comment. That is what the price means. Lon Kaidim Shiro Lizrika, if it was long before it's possible to Zrika, ain't a Matamat to Mazaychlin, because it never had a chance even potentially to become Eichel. La Acha Shiro Lizrika, Matamat to Mazaychlin, even if you don't do it. Right, the Gemara, Va Pigal, it says in the same Brisa, Pigal, and Kotu 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 right, when did it become Pigal? By Zrika, right? Let's say. Right before Zrika, it was royal to eat, because it could have done Zrika, but mitzvah do Zrika without Pigal. So it should be time to Mazaychlim, because mitzvah is Mizraki. We buy on top of Kuf Beis, we buy Zarek, and if you want, I could do Zrika without Pigal. Tony, they didn't have time to Mazaychlim, time to Mazaychlim. My lab, I went to when the Pigal was Zrika, Pigal was Zrika, it should be potentially royal. Loi, the price is talking about the Pigal Beshchita. Frag the Gemara, Pigel Bezrika, my Hachinami, the Talmud was Eichel, the Talmud was Eichel. At the Tony, Pigel Minch, we have to run to Minch to say how Pigel is possible to be called Eichel. In carbon itself is possible. Where did Pigel happen in Bezrika? At the Tony, Pigel Minch, the Talmud was Eichel, lift labor today, be Michalik in the carbon itself. When do I say it's not a Eichel, the Pigel Beschita? Because there never became Eichel. It was Eben Machai, and it was Shechta that became Pigel already. Our pigel bezrika, where at that point, right before the zrika, was oymid lizrik zarek dami, and then it was v'tamim to mazoichlim. Our pigel bezrika v'tamim to mazoichlim. So why did it say case pigel mincha? No, pigel mincha tzrichalei. The avigav the pigel bekemitza. You know, I did the pigel bekemitza, which is like the shchita. The koymitz v'mincha kashit dami. So it's by the beginning. So maybe I would say there it's v'tamim to mazoichlim. I feel like v'tamim to mazoichlim. Hoyo v'hoyo lo shasa kosher meikara, because it had shasa kosher when it was flour. But Lemaisa, so instead of coming like this. So just to recap what we learned, maybe we'll see one more time. Let's recap what we learned. We learned is that we wanted a taina, fear of Shimon, we said that it's, anything that's also no is not Matamas Vazaychlim. We said, but if it has a Shasa Kosher, it is, because the price it says Pigel B'mincha is Matamas, because it had a Shasa Kosher. Rav Oishu was talking about it didn't have Shasa Kosher. What was the case? You makdash it while it was Mechubber. I be pointed. So Mar says, no. Pidyon, but you weren't appointed. But afraid the Gemara, Oymid liftos is enough, because you're fine. By Parah Aduma, Oymid is enough. So the Gemara, no, there by Parah Aduma it's a mitzvah. By Mincha it's not a mitzvah. Once we established from Parah Aduma already that Oymid is enough, we have another kasha. That every time Lon Lefnei Zrika was Oymid Lizrei, let it be with time to Zeichlin. So the Gemara says, Enechnami, you're right. It wasn't enough time to do it. If you enough time to do it, the Oymid enough is enough. Oymid to be Zarek is enough. Afraid the Gemara, a pigle also. Then oymid should be enough. Terry says pigel was in the shechita, but pigel is rika echanami. We're matam zeichlin. So why did the brayso say that? That pigel was rika. My answer is not one thing. Especially the pigel and mincha. That's the reason.
It could have said pigel.
It could have said pigel rika. It's right to eat. Yeah, could have said that. Just a pigel mincha is a chiddush. That even mincha is like makom shechita. And after this, the Gemara is going to have a different mahalach. Om Rav Ashi, a different mahalach to answer the kasha. And on that will be Meisvei, so we'll stop over here. But it's very important to chaz the Gemara to Omer Rav Ashi in order to chap the next Gemara well from Omer Rav Ashi and on.